sale business going on. He's got a broadcast business going on. He's a journalist.
Journalist!
And he is going to be a regular co-host right here on the Steakhouse when Sandy's not here, which will start happening in the next few weeks. Drew Butler, how you doing, buddy?
Steak, Sandy, so great to be on with y'all. I am thrilled to be a part of the Steakhouse. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. So background, Peachtree Ridge, those of you who aren't familiar with DB here, go to high school locally, then you go play for Mark Richt and the Dogs, then you go to the NFL. So did you always think, and your daddy's kind of an interesting dude too. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, correct? One of only
College Football Hall
College
of Fame.
Football,
that's right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right?
So grew up here in Gwinnett County, went to Peachtree Ridge, was actually the first class at Peachtree Ridge. That school opened in 2003, and that was our freshman year. And then in 2007, we go to the state championship game. Cameron Hayward was a teammate of mine. Cam's now a team captain for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I got to play in the NFL with him as well. Heck, Peachtree Ridge has probably had almost 10 guys go to the NFL now.
Wow.
And
wow.
Started in 2003. So really, really awesome. And then I was out in Arizona for 4 years. And when Jackie and I started having a family, we always knew that we wanted to raise our kids in Atlanta. So we moved back here in 2018. And it's been all good ever since. We've got Bridget. She's 4. Kara's 2. And we've got baby girl number 3 coming in December. So we're fired up.
Bro, wait till they start going to concerts when they're 17. Yeah, that's,
I was just hearing that,
that's
man.
That's going to freak
that
you
is,
out, dude.
I was supposed to go to Morgan Wallen next week, not your little daughter. Come
I know.
On,
I know. She is just she's finding a way to get to all this stuff. So the broadcast stuff, you and Aaron Murray were doing that podcast, correct? That was became really
yeah.
popular, which not just about Georgia, but in general college football. But talk about how that thing kind of transpired.
Yeah, you know, I was actually working for Roddy Nabulsi at UGASports.com while I was still playing for the Arizona Cardinals. I had met with an agent, a broadcasting agent, when I was kind of bouncing around like in 2013, and I did what every other, you know, former player did. I went into an agent's office and I'm like, hey, I want to get into broadcasting. I went to journalism school. You know, I'm a
journalist
a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what have you done? And I go, nothing. I've just played football. He was like, well, show me something. Go start working. So I actually started working. I was hosting a syndicated radio show across Georgia called Dog Dial. I was writing for the Rivals page, UGASports.com. And then when I was officially done, still trying to find if I could latch on for a couple more seasons in 2017, I went to Aaron Murray and I was like, hey, I've got an idea for a podcast. I don't see any other recent former players, talking about college football the way we could. And I created this entire idea. I said, let's call it Punt and Pass. And then I went to Aaron and said, would you be interested in doing it? He was actually phasing out as well. He had just taken a job with CBS. And remember, 2017 was the year Georgia starts off 11-0. They get to number one in the nation. They win the SEC championship. They play the national championship here in Atlanta. And we did about 1 million downloads in our first season. It was awesome. It was like perfect timing, perfect opportunity. And since then, we've amassed millions more downloads. We're going into season 6 now. I've got a new co-host in Jake Fromm. And we're really, really fired up because we're just going to have a lot of fun, talk about SEC football, Georgia, of course, and then in general, the college football landscape. So it's been a blast.
Well, we look forward to that. And with you and Jake Fromm, Jake obviously being in the Kirby regime, you being in the Mark Richt mm-hmm. regime, both guys playing some time in the National Football League. So we can't wait to have you in studio across from me as you and I will be co-hosted when Sandra's not, and you'll be here when Sandra's here as well. So are you comfortable participating in the tailgate? Are you comfortable? I don't want to make you, you know, I don't want to put you in a bad spot here.
That's possibly what I'm most comfortable participating in. Well, so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's get into it.
It's time to tailgate.
No,
it's
a tailgate.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Drew, I'm thrilled that you're here. And I remember working with you a little bit, and I looked at you and I go, dude, you're a star. What are you doing here in Atlanta? So I'm just thrilled that you're with us.
You know, I'm fired up too. Steak, I like you a lot, but when Sandy started texting me saying you need to look into doing this, I said, you know what? This means more. Sandra Golden texted me.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm gonna take this seriously.
It just means more.
There
yes.
you go. All right, we're gonna the big headline yesterday. Rusty Mansell texted me this, like, this is big news, folks. Out of the cocktail party, Georgia Florida game, they're gonna now allow them to recruit, have recruits on the sideline. But Drew, I guess once you peel back the layers here, not so fast, my friend. The home team gets to invite recruits. They can pick up tickets at a window. They're not allowed to interact at all. So I don't think Kirby's going to back off the fact of, like, we need this on home and home.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's been Kirby's biggest gripe about that game in Jacksonville. I think the sentiment around Georgia fans in general is pretty split. Do you like going down to Jacksonville? Do you appreciate the festivities? Would you like to see it be a home and home, or even a neutral and neutral get a game in the state of Georgia? But the recruiting aspect is so big now, and Kirby's correct. He's like, look, we are losing a weekend. It's one of our showcase games on the schedule. Ask any current, any former player on both sides, Georgia or Florida. That game is special regardless. If you can't show that off in person to recruits and say, hey, come see how unique this atmosphere is, smack dab in the middle of the season. It's going to have huge implications in our division, whether you're going to make it to the conference championship game, the playoff. That is a marquee game. If you can't show that off and take advantage of it with prospects, that's a tough loss. So I totally agree with Kirby. They got to figure something out and put their foot down. Make that an advantage for both schools.
I couldn't agree more. And I got to tell you, I don't know why the folks in Gainesville aren't yapping about this more. They're making this a Kirby Smart thing. But Jacksonville, albeit it's 45 minutes away, to be in Gainesville, as much as it pains me to say it, that college football atmosphere at the Swamp is pretty sick. Why wouldn't you want them on campus? It makes no sense to me. Everybody should want it at home and home.
I've agreed. I've never been to the Swamp. Think about that.
That's crazy.
5 years in the SEC and never
insane.
Been to Gainesville, never stepped foot into the Swamp, which is unfortunate.
Maybe you go home and home and neutral, but there's a reason. I mean, come on. There's a tradition. This is still a great tradition. Folks love and alumni love and donors love the pageantry of Georgia, Florida. So, I mean, let's just – you know, it's not all about – Kirby's going to recruit just fine. But anyway, let's keep
moving.
All right,
I'm just saying home in Jacksonville.
I heard what you said. Right. I heard what you said.
Drew, stay with me. Me and you are on the same side. Glenn Schumann spoke yesterday. And who's Glenn Schumann? Co-defensive coordinator with Will Muschamp. Your relationship with them at all, Drew? I'm sure you know them well.
Yeah, you know, I know Coach Schumann. He's done a fantastic job. Obviously, he came with Kirby from Alabama, a very elite recruiter as well. And the talent that he's developed at the linebacker position – has been phenomenal. I'm looking at the linebacker position this year for Georgia to be one that's going to have to step up, but I think the defensive line is going to make that back seven really shine. So it's going to be important to see how they develop throughout fall camp. And then I think they've got a pretty legitimate test in Oregon. I've continued to say it. I think the Oregon game might be the toughest for Georgia all season long.
Are you serious? An 18-point favorite. That's interesting.
You know what? I think first game, neutral site, tons of jitters, high expectations. Okay. Coach Lanning, very familiar with Georgia. Bo Nix, not afraid of the dogs. Just think about this. Slow start, halftime adjustments. Coach Lanning slows the game down. You know, I would take the 17.5, 18 points right now.
And I'm not,
I just think Georgia could get away late. Georgia could get away late, win with a score where maybe you look back and go, dang, that game was closer than the score indicated.
And I'm not so sure that that they're not going to feel like they could get after Stetson Bennett a little bit. Obviously, Dan Lanning having, you know, watched some of the great things that he's done, but also there's some limitation on Stetson Bennett. And the fact is he's had a couple of big games where he wasn't performing well early, including the national title game. And maybe they feel like they have a way to contend with Stetson Bennett to make that a much closer game. And I like what you said about Nix, who's played in games like this before. So I hadn't heard any of that perspective. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I like it. Drew, let's hear from Glenn Schumann. When he was asked about, of course, five NFL first-rounders are gone. How are you going to replace them?
You know, I'm thankful that, you know, we're healthy and guys are pushing and they're pushing each other. And I think the one thing that the standard that was set from those guys and the guys before them is that everybody's competing together. And, you know, it's about the team and about each other. And these guys embrace that as well. And so excited to see where we go.
Is it fair to say when you got all five star behind them that we may be overselling the fact we're losing all those number ones because you're getting the elite players in America regardless?
I could not agree with that sentiment more, Stake. It's one that I've continued to say. A lot of people are talking about those five first-round draft picks, as you should. I mean, Trayvon Walker was the number one overall pick. A guy like Jordan Davis, absolutely legendary. Lewis Cine ends up at 32 as well. Think about N'Kobe Dean, slips to the third round. I mean, that is not a guy that you can replace. But the guys who are stepping up, it's not like they're putting on a football helmet for the first time.
No, I mean,
Kamari Lassiter, who presumably is going to be – opposite of Kelee Ringo, he played in all 15 games last year. Robert Beal led the team in sacks last year with 6.5. Shout out Peachtree Ridge. Tyke Smith on the back end. Can he get healthy? He was a 2020 first team All-American at West Virginia. I am kind of shocked at how people are going, wow, Georgia's defense is in real trouble. Not exactly. No. The cupboard is not bare whatsoever.
99.999% of America wishes they had that group playing defense. Maybe not Bama, maybe not Clemson. But the fact is, these guys are here at Georgia to go to the NFL. You know how you get to the NFL? You need to perform right now. So I think they're overselling. I think the defense is going to be incredible. Again, I think the offense may be better. So, all right, Drew, can't wait to have you in studio. Say hi to your dad, and great to have you on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, y'all. Always here for you. Love the Steakhouse. Love it.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, buddy. There's Drew Butler, newest member of the Steakhouse. Don't forget Rusty Manziel, also a part of it. There'll be no show in the city of Atlanta that will cover high school, college, and pro football better than the Steakhouse. And that is not because of me. I promise. That's because of everybody we got attached to this show. And great job, Drew Butler.
Did you know that you can now listen to all your favorite team stations, shows, and even podcasts all on this Odyssey app? Download it now.
The Field of Dreams game is in Iowa tonight. Or maybe the real Field of Dreams game was at Fenway Park last night. The magic of the Braves. We'll talk about that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hurry in for great deals during the Ram Make This the Summer event. Make this the summer you get the job done.